Hello, party people. Excuse my hair. I just woke up, sort of. I'm also a little congested right now, so ignore that too. Beautiful, beautiful. I wanted to talk about how much, engagement I've been getting on my last video about being homeschooled. First of all, I want to say, screw you to the people who, it literally got like 35 or something like 1,000 views, and you're going to tell me I only got like 3,000 likes. Listen, I'm not saying it's about like the likes or anything like that. I'm just saying like there's a fact right now. The fact is that video got over 35,000 views, and literally the tiniest percentage of people decided to like that video. That's so, you guys are so mean. Anyways, I want to say thank you to actually like literally everybody who's commenting, because usually when I like open up about that stuff, people don't really like care, you know. I'll get like a couple of hate comments being like sucks to suck, or like, you know, things like that, where people would be like so real, but I won't get any like actual engagement on it. I will say that one of the things I did was on my YouTube channel, I did post something over like a year ago, almost a year ago, that kind of blew up, and a lot of people were asking for a video on what it was like to be homeschooled. But the problem is that channel, everybody in my life knows about it, like in real life. Like, personal, like, family members watch it. So, like, if I posted a video about how much it negatively affected me, they would see that. And my mom has already she has been devastated that I've been struggling. And she has apologized several times. So before anybody, you know, gets a little crazy with it, I understand that a lot of this stuff has to do with the parents. But I want to say that I don't want you guys to take it out on my parents, you know, because I don't like to use the saying, like, this is their first time on Earth too, but if you were worried for your kid and the entire outside world with how things are going right now, I understand why they chose. Can you stop? I understand why they chose to. But my mom did apologize to me because it was just the wrong thing. And we didn't really have the resources necessary. Even if I was put in public school, I didn't have the resources to be put in, like, you know, like, it wasn't a good situation overall. The thing is that my mom, she's Puerto Rican, okay? So she grew up with a religious family, and we are Christians. I say we to emphasize that I, too, am a Christian, so it's not like my parents are forcing their stuff on me. My parents are very, very, they're very good about it. They tell me, hey, anything that we say and you're, like, a little iffy about it, feel free to look at it yourself. Like, feel free to go branch out, figure out what you think, you know? They've been very supportive on that part. So, before you're like, oh, another Christian household forcing their kids to do things they don't want. I was put into school for a year or two in sixth grade, and I had started failing all of my classes. The problem was that I had been homeschooled from kindergarten through sixth grade, and then after that I was taken in and out of different private schools and being homeschooled, and it wasn't good, especially since it was around COVID. So anyways, my mom, she's Puerto Rican. She was born in Puerto Rico. Her first language is Spanish. That plays a really big part in my education. So because my dad had to work, she had to be a stay-at-home mom because she had four girls. She homeschooled all of us, and I found myself, like, I loved doing, like, crossword puzzles, and I liked doing spelling things like that, but the problem is that if I wasn't consistent enough, then I would forget, and I would forget to do it, and then it would just blow up from there. And not only that, is because my mom's first language is Spanish, she's even less qualified than anybody else would be to teach it. So it wasn't her fault. She was just trying to do what she thought was best. So she tried to find a curriculum that, I guess, did it for her, so she didn't have to worry about it. But, you know, kids being kids, nobody wanted to do school. So, you know, me being, like, in fourth or fifth grade, we finally got computers because we had been doing it all on book beforehand. And also before, you're like, oh, well, that's the problem with, like, you know, the ADHD and stuff like that. No, because I distinctly remember being around kindergarten, first grade, right? I distinctly remember being sat down with my mom, and we were doing a book assignment. So I was sitting there, and I was doing it, and she was like, okay, read the thing, find the answer. So it was one of those read the word problem, and you have to find out what is, like, the answer. So me being me, I was, like, reading it, and I wasn't making any sense of it. I was like, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. And her, you know, being my mom, she's like, it's right there. And me being sensitive, I was, like, bawling my eyes out. So that was my sitting at the math table with your dad. That was what happened to me. So I did do on paper, and it didn't really work either because I just couldn't comprehend a lot of stuff. So, but before you guys, you know, like, are like, oh, it's your parents' fault, I, to a certain degree, yes, but I don't want to put it in such harsh words because I love my parents and I know they've done whatever they can to help me. They've had their hands full their entire life. Like, they had four girls, they had the biggest thing is, like, the money, you know. They've had money issues for as long as I can remember. My dad has been stressed out for as long as I can remember, so he's never really had the time to, you know, sit by, like, see what everybody, you know, like, he hasn't had the time to, like, figure out our stuff, you know. It's always been kind of crazy. And, you know, and sometimes it's not even, like, my parents' fault, really, that there's not a lot of resources for homeschooled kids unless you have, like, money. Like, you have to pay for a lot of things. Like, you have to pay to even go to, like, a co-op. Like, co-op is like, homeschool groups where you can go and you can do extracurriculars with other homeschoolers, so you make friends. But, you know, if you've met other homeschoolers, you know, they're weird, so I never got along with them. But because I was Christian, I made friends at church. Also, I didn't need friends because my sisters are really close in age, so I was just friends with them. Wait, I said my hair sucks, but why is it kind of eating right now? Yeah, la la la. Anyway, this is not the point. I just wanted to, yeah, so the whole video, I just wanted to, like, thank you for, like, telling me all this stuff, for helping. Oh my god, it really does help. It really does. And I believe you when you say, you know, like, okay, well, that's, like, you know, it's on your parents. I'm like, I understand that. I do. It's reasonable to think that. But I don't want us to bash my parents, you know, for thinking that what they were doing was right. Because, I mean, how many times have you heard Jimmy come home from school and be like, mom, guess what I learned at school today? And it's, like, literally the worst thing you could ever imagine. That's what they were scared of, essentially, you know. So either way, it depends on the parents, it depends on the school, depends on the curriculum. But my personal experience just happened to suck, you know, and it might just be me out of my entire family. So, but I just wanted to say thanks for the support and everything. But